Jude Law Building it was, but at that time, there was, it was just a cart that was pulled by the volunteers and like that. There weren't even horses involved.
They probably didn't have to go very far. At that time, was the ambulance itself still standing there?
Yes, I believe it was.
That was also destroyed down there.
Yeah. But that, again, was an old wooden building that was not constructed to standards of buildings. I don't mean to say it was good in its time, but its time is gone. Oh, another thing that they discovered, or we discovered, was underneath our home there on Dunlap Street, many of those timbers in the basement were black walnut.
Which was the kind of tree they had?
Yeah, it was most abundant at that time. That was her.
You mentioned much earlier about your grandfather moving a house.
No, he, yes.
From somewhere else to uh-huh. Next door to your house. Was it common in that time for buildings to be moved?
I don't know that it was. It wasn't moved too far. See, this would be Dunlap, and this would be Wing.
Right.
And it was the second house from Dunlap on Wing. And they took it back. Right, to the Methodist.
So when they moved the one on Wing, what did they do with that then? Did they build another house there then, or did they just...
Yes, the Brooks home was built there then. And Mr. Brooks had horses there. He had a barn back there. And he had horses. Another thing my grandfather had in back, he had the center lot of the square, the town square there. And that was a ginseng bed. I mean, it was just like a grape arbor.
Ginseng is like the material.
I think it is, and I think it was used for medication at that time. That was
so this
the
was
idea.
When the houses all stood around that block, there was a center courtyard? Is that
yeah, right? Center
that
square.
Was
it wasn't a courtyard, it was just
a square.
Square.
That's where they built the square.
And I think there were quite a few ginseng beds around town in various places, and not that I can name.
Did the people use it for home remedies, or did they grow it for
I think they grew it for a pharmaceutical company. What was that? Davis? Art Davis? Probably. That was the big one in the Detroit area.
Are there any things about Northville that are gone now that you'd like to see come back?
Yes, I wish the old maple trees on Dunlap weren't going so fast. But I guess they've lived their lifetime, and it's perfectly normal that they go. Because they were beautiful. We were never able to have a good front lawn because of the trees. But certainly, you wouldn't sacrifice a tree for a lawn.
You wouldn't then. I don't know if you would now. When you lived there as a child, the building that the Castro went through now, was that a residence? Or was
yes, that was Mrs. Strong's building, their home. And Mrs. Strong taught music, and I took piano lessons from her.
When your grandfather's business, did he have his business in the same place where your
grandfather had his business in the living room of the original home. The parlor became the living room then. The living room became his office. When my father came and they remodeled, he had a little office in what is to be restored as the Schrader Building, just about in the center of that group of stores. So it would be along maybe where it would be along where that wallpaper store is, Greens. But it was just a narrow office. It wasn't as wide as this room, as I recall, maybe. And went back, you know, through the bunch of stores there. And next to it was the waiting room for the DUR. Now the DUR came up Main Street to Center Street. And when grandmother used to have a doctor down in the David Whitney Building. So we'd go down to Detroit every now and then. We'd get up about 5 o'clock in the morning. Get ourselves ready and have our breakfast, and we go and take the first interurban out. And that went by way of Plymouth, Newburgh, and Wayne. And eventually into town. Downtown. Excuse me. Hello.
How long was the trip to downtown?
Oh, it took you, maybe an hour and a quarter, an hour and a half, something like that.
Did you have to change?
Then at Wayne we had to change to the one that came from Ann Arbor through and went downtown. And that was off from, we would arrive down off from Jefferson. Right near the Verner plant, someplace down in there. And then you'd walk downtown. But it was quite a distance from David Whitney Building down to where we was. It would take an early start for us to get down there in time for her appointment.
Did you spend the day downtown?
Yes. We'd get back. In the evening.
Do you remember when the interurban stopped running? The service to Northville. Do you have any idea what year?
I think I might. Another thing in the meantime. My grandfather was on the board of the Presbyterian Church. So when the little old church became a little too small, they put on two wings on the side of it. And so he was available for supervision. He used to be down there while they were working on it like that. And he would take me. And I remember sitting on the porch there and hearing the horses go cloppy-clop on the bricks, cobblestone. And also I cannot tell you when I think that service ceased, because I remember going to basketball games in the interurban, going to Farmington, Wayne, like that.
So that would have been when you were in high school?
When I was in high school. So, probably, around in the early 20s, I would say 24, maybe 23, something along in there. I'm not sure. At the time, my father was on the council, city council. They thought that what was called the crow's nest in the center of center on Main Street, and the band used to play there every Saturday night.
But that must not have stood very long, you know, if they built that, what, your father, was your father in town? Or he died that, in
1919,
so it had to be before that.
Uh-huh.
Isn't the story that the train itself left the crow's nest left? How did they get the crow's nest down? Do you remember that?
Okay.
Do you think they took it down? Because the trains would have stopped running when the crow's nest was still
well,
there.
The tracks didn't go up that far. The tracks stopped well, it would be probably 20 feet from there anyway.
I've heard a story in town that someone greets the cats and thinks about the cat and crows must be able to get this thing. Sometimes they do. You don't know?
I don't know. So I can't say.
But you remember the crows must being there for a long time?
Yeah.
Can you think of anything else I haven't asked you about that you might like to talk about?
There's probably lots of things, but I don't know.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time.
Well, you're most welcome if I've done any good.
I think you've done a lot of good, and it's been very
Another thing that I know there has been a little misunderstanding about is where Aunt Jenny White lived. They had her place down on Center Street, and it wasn't Center Street where she lived. It was on Randolph, and right at the end of Wing, there was what used to be a brown house, and then the next house down was a white house, and that's where Jenny White lived. And she wrote an article that was given at Woman's Club. When I was a member, and I wish I knew where and how and when a copy of that could be secured, if there is one.
Do you think it's possible that it might be with the Women's Club?
Yes, I think it's possible. And it was a review history of the town and like that, and it was wonderful. And I've often wondered where there could be a copy of it.
That would have been in the 1930s or 1940s.
Yes, 1930s.
In the 30s.
I think she died in the 30s.
And she actually gave the paper herself?
Yes.
Some kind of art.
So I've often wondered about that, because to me that was such a wonderful revelation. There were so many things that were talked about in there that I wasn't, you know, sure about.
She was born, Jen White is the Dunlap daughter, right? So she was the daughter of William Dunlap?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was born after the war.
After what?
After the family was already in Northfield. She wasn't with them.
I don't know that. I don't know that. It could be. I just can't recall that.
It would seem to me, because I believe that the Dunlaps came in 1830, 1831, so she died in the 1930s. Probably before.
Yeah, it would stand to reason, wouldn't it, because people didn't live that long. Well, this, I've enjoyed this very much.
I've enjoyed it too. Thank you very much.
And I wish some of these things we could research too.
Yeah.